I think brothers and sisters all like to have to see the first Sunday every month. Because you get two greetings. And then you hear every statement repeated twice. And I hope we also get double portions of blessing from the Lord. Before today, I had seven brothers and six sisters interpreting for me. I'm the number seven.
好，我想我们今天早晨，我们还是先来看一段的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
好，这是一段我们很熟的故事啊。
This is a story we're very familiar.
对不起，我忘了开麦克风，所以现在开了啊。马可福音第十章
Mark chapter 10
我们请读46节到52节
Let's read verses 46 through 52
因为经文不长我们请一起来读
Let's read together
到了耶利哥耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候有一个讨饭的瞎子是迪买的儿子巴迪买坐在路旁他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣就喊着说大卫的子孙耶稣啊可怜我吧有许多人责备他你的信救了你瞎子立刻看见了就在路上跟随耶稣啊，从来没有读过这段圣经的请举手好不好、
Please raise your hand if you never read this before
好感谢主啊
Praise the Lord
并不多
not too many 所
以我们的故事都很熟了
So we're all very familiar with this story
啊，今天我们有小朋友在上面我想问大家一个问题啊。
Today we have the children upstairs too I want to ask you one thing
神造眼睛给我们是为了叫我们看见，对不对
？God created eyes so that we can see, right?
那么当我们的眼睛瞎掉的时候
，So when we lost our eyesight,
到底会给我们带来什么样子的不方便和不好的地方
？What kind of inconvenient consequences we will have?
就是如果你想到一个瞎子，当你眼睛现在开始瞎了以后，会有哪些不好
？Imagine that you are blind. What kind of inconveniences you will have?
大人小孩都可以回答我的问题，好不好
？All of you can answer my questions.
不能读书啊，
can't,
非常好啊
，Can't read, that's very good.
到底是图书馆馆长的话。
This is from our librarian.
还有没有
？Any more?
只有一个坏处啊。
Only one inconvenience.
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
好，会撞到楼梯啊。Sorry. 好，会撞到东西，谢谢。
You will bump into things.
好，不方便会撞到东西，很好的答案。还有没有？这是牧师的儿子啊。
This is from pastor's son. Cannot watch TV.
好，感谢主。还有没有？不能开车啊。
Can't drive.
不能玩 Nintendo game.
Can't play Nintendo games.
只有这些坏事而已吗？还有没有
？That's all. Anymore?
心灵萎缩。心灵萎缩。哇，这是哲学家的话，很好。
You will start on feeling depressed. This is very philosophical.
不能看到世界上一切的东西。
Can't see anything in this world.
活在黑暗中看不到。还有没有
？Live in the darkness.
不能走路。
Can't walk.
OK， 还有没有？什么都不能做了
Can't do anything
这个瞎子比较懒一点
This is a lazy blind
还有没有 啊，不能看见，就是不能够享受我们该享受的啊。还有没有呢？
Can't enjoy all the sceneries.
不能什么？不能创造高科技。OK， 就是不能够有更高更好的成就，很好。
Cannot achieve higher accomplishment. Very good.
不能看到光明，哎呀，很好的答案。
Can't see the light.
还有没有？宁可瞎掉。
Cannot see the things you are not supposed to.
好，我们可以讲出很多的道理来。啊？哦，凡事要要求，要靠别人帮助，是吧
？You have to ask for a lot of help.
很好哈，那我们现在都已经可以讲出好多好多好多了啊。
So we have named a lot.
所以从客观上，从道理上，我们可以讲出瞎子有很多很多不方便、不好的地方。
Objectively, we all know that there are many inconveniences to be a blind.
我现在请大家把自己想成是瞎子啊。
Now let's imagine that you are a blind person.
然后我们现在请一个弟兄，可不可以当志愿者一下
？Any volunteers, a brother?
文峰可不可以帮一个忙，好不好？那请你到最后面去。然后国豪，您拿你的表帮我量一下时间。
Brother Robin will time it.
我现在我说开始的时候，请你做两件事情。第一件事情，请你走到讲台上面，在这个白板上面写出“神爱世人”四个字。
Come to the podium and write "God loves the world."
第二件事情，然后请你告诉弟兄姊妹我站在哪里，两件事情而已。
Second thing, tell brothers and sisters where I stand.
开始。走过来，不能你不要闭眼睛，走过来。
Don't close your eyes.
在写神爱世人，我们的弟兄太高了。
He's writing, "God loves the world."
我忘记了，然后你告诉人家我坐在我在哪边，不是我在哪，好
，Brother, you sitting on the first row.
OK， 几秒钟，四十五秒，好，请你再回去啊。
The whole thing took 45 seconds.
弟兄姊妹，不要当看笑话，你要把你自己真的放进去，因为不然的话，我们只懂得道理，我们没有那个主观的感觉。现在每一个人都想到你是何文峰啊，被我放在那边啊，现在开始闭眼睛啊。
Please imagine you're just brother.
我本来要预备一块布给你的，后来我想我信任你好了。你闭了眼睛，然后我说开始的时候，你一样上来做这两件事情：写神爱世人，然后告诉弟兄姊妹我在哪里。
Close your eyes and come up to the podium right.
我不会告诉你你要撞到楼梯，所以你自己要小心一点。
I will not give you any warnings, so be careful.
开始。非常谢谢你啊！那对不起，我两个问题问你啊，你觉得你闭眼睛跟开眼睛最大的感觉不同在哪里
？What's the biggest difference between these two
experiences？ 你当你闭着眼睛的时候，你的感觉是什么
？Tell us how you feel。
没有方向，主要是没有方向。
主要就是没有方向。
Can't see, no sense of direction。
好像每一步跨过去都比较担心会碰到什么。
会害怕是吧？没有把握。
Every step was taken with anxiety。
那么还有一个就是很希望有人给我指路。
I also wish there help. Accurate help. Very nice blind man.
如果说, 请你现在开始都闭着眼睛,一直到明天太阳出来之前, 才能开开, 你干不干?
If I ask you to close your eyes until tomorrow morning, just give me a bed and I'll lie there.
你会觉得怎么样, 如果叫你这样子做,
how would you feel? Very uncomfortable.
Okay.
I feel I can't do anything. What if you become blind the rest of your life? What would you feel? Very painful. It must be a very sad experience from seeing to be blind.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲道理的时候，哈，我们都知道一个瞎眼有很多的不方便跟痛苦。
Objectively, we all know that a blind person has many afflictions and inconveniences, very pain.
那我刚才请我们的弟兄只做了两件很简单的事情。
I just asked our brother to do two things very simple.
写神爱世人，然后告诉大家我在哪里。
Just to write down God loves the world and tell everyone where I am.
对不起，我忘了问他第二次多少时间，啊？ 1分20秒,
second time it took a minute and 20 seconds.
我们的弟兄上很棒很棒的弟兄。
It's very good indeed.
而且他第二次也写得很好。
And his writing the second time was pretty good too.
你要我的话, 我就会把四个字写得你们认不出来。
If it were me, I would write something you can't read.
那在这里弟兄姊妹, 他告诉我们, 当他在走来的时候, 他觉得他就是没有方向。
So he told us when he walked toward here, he had no sense of direction.
而且里面没有把握,
and he had no assurance. It was fear.
他很希望有人能够在这里帮助他。
He wished someone would help him.
那另外,弟兄姊妹,还有另外一件重要的事情,
another thing very important.
就是当我站在比刚刚离他更近, 根本就在他旁边, 但他却不知道我在哪里。
The second time I was closer to him, but yet he did not know where I was.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 今天我们人对一个肉身的瞎眼, 我们可以有这么多, 这么多不同的感受。
So we have so much feeling for a blind person. It becomes very convenient for us to live a life. And we cannot achieve high achievement. It takes much more effort to accomplish one thing.
不仅仅在时间上, 在我们的情感, 在我们的心理上, 我们都要花加倍的事情。
In time, energy, and our emotion, it all takes more.
我们这个人会暴露在很多的危险跟未知的里面, 对不对? 因为你看不到。
And we're exposed to unknowns and dangers.
以前我有一个同事, 他下班的时候, 他肚子饿。
I had a co-worker, after work, he was hungry.
他说他就停在一家, 店里面, 就买了一包葡萄干。
So he stopped by a store and bought a box of raisin.
然后就一面开车, 就一面吃, 开车回家,
so he just ate while he was driving.
因为是冬天, 所以天黑得很早。
It was winter, so sun set very early.
所以他就一面开车, 他就一面吃那包的葡萄干。
So he was eating his raisin while driving.
到家里面的时候, 他还没有吃完, 所以他就看一下那个,
by the time he got home, he hadn't finished the box, so he looked at the raisin.
当他一看到的时候, 他吓得不得了, 里面好多小虫。
When he saw that, he was so frightened because there are many worms in the box.
他买了一包已经过期的葡萄干。
The box was already expired.
哦, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 在黑暗中, 我们不知道我们自己在做什么。
So in darkness, we do not know what we are doing exactly.
在黑暗中我们暴露在危险跟伤害的时候, 有的时候我们都还不知道, 对不对?
We're exposed to hurt and danger, and we do not know.
弟兄姊妹就是讲到外面的瞎眼。
And this is a blind in the flesh.
那我们现在来看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
22节跟23节
Verses 22 and 23
这是我们今天要背诵的经文
And this is one of the Bible recitation
我们请一起来读
Let's read together
眼睛就是身上的灯 你的眼睛若嘹亮, 全身就光明, 你的眼睛若昏花, 全身就黑暗, 你里头的光若黑暗呢, 那黑暗是何等大呢? 弟兄姊妹放一个指头在这页啊，我们等一下还要再回来。我们请再读一节圣经。
Let's keep this page.
我们请翻到以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
17节到19节
Verses 17 through 19
我们请一起来读
Let's read together
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给你们使你们真知道他并照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩荡。啊，弟兄姊妹，请大家特别注意，保罗在这里有一个祷告。
Let's pay a special attention to Paul's prayer here.
啊，求神把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给他。
He's asking the Father to give the saints spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使他们真知道神。
So that they may know him better.
弟兄姊妹，这说到一个心灵的看见跟开启。
So this is a revelation in the mind.
啊，底下特别说到要照明你们心中的眼睛。
So that it will enlighten the eyes of your heart.
好，所以这个 Joseph 啊，你有几个配偶的眼睛
？Joseph, how many pairs of eyes do you have?
One. 我刚刚才读完的啊。我们有外面的眼睛，对不对？还有没有
？We have a pair of eyes in the flesh.
这边说到照明你们心中的眼睛啊。
And enlighten the eyes of your heart.
所以我们现在回到马太福音第六章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 6.
弟兄姊妹，神在这里不仅仅给我们外面一个物质的眼睛，让我们可以看见这个世界。
So not only God gave us a pair of eyes in the flesh so that we can see the world.
神不仅仅给我们一个外面的眼睛，让我们可以在这地上过我们该过的生活。
Not only that we have eyes in the flesh so that we can live a life in this world.
当我们重生得救的那一天，
when we are saved and born again,
神把我们心里面的眼睛给我们打开来。
God opened our eyes and hearts.
弟兄姊妹，记不记得在路加福音第四章，主说？主的灵在我的身上。
Remember in Luke chapter 4, it says, the Spirit of God is upon me.
他用膏膏我。
He anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人听。
To proclaim gospel to the poor.
叫被掳的得到释放。
To release the captive.
叫瞎眼的可以看见。
And the blind will receive eyesight.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣并不是只是为了人肉身的瞎眼叫他看见而已。
So Jesus not only restore sight of the blind in the flesh.
因为如果是这个样子的话，全人类的历史只有在1900多年前的瞎子才能够被他看见。
If that is so, then only the blind in the flesh can only restore sight1900 years ago.
我们的主耶稣他最重要的一个职事之一就是他开人的眼睛。
One of the most important ministry of Jesus Christ.Is that he opened people's eyes.
开我们心灵里面的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
而历史历代以来神所兴起的仆人也是很重要的一件事情就是开人的眼睛。
One of the most important ministry of all saints throughout ages is to open eyes.
我们知道当保罗被神兴起来的时候他说神叫他能够使外邦人的眼睛得开。
Paul was raised to open the eyes of Gentiles.
叫他们从黑暗中归向光明。
So that they can return from darkness to light.
能够从撒旦的权下归向神。
From the power of Satan to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们里面有一个心里面的眼睛。
So we should know that we have eyes in our heart.
外面的眼睛黑掉的时候给我们带来了这么多的不方便和痛苦。
So much inconvenience are, if we lose the eyesight of flesh will bring us.
外面的眼睛瞎掉的时候有这么多我们该享受的我们却不能够享受。
When we are blind, we cannot enjoy so many things that we should.
当我们眼睛瞎掉的外面的眼睛瞎掉的时候我们原本可以有更好的成就但是我们却没有办法受的限制。
When we lose our eyesight, then our achievement will be limited.
弟兄姊妹，但是主耶稣在这里提醒我们有一个更重要的眼睛，我们需要注意。
But Jesus reminds us here that we have another more important pair of eyes that we have to pay attention.
所以我们一起再读一次22节、23节。
Let's read verses 22 and 23
again. 眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？我们可不可以试着背背看啊？那不停的就看没关系，试试看啊。
Let's try to memorize it.
眼睛就是身上的光，你的眼睛若明亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等的大呢？啊，弟兄姊妹，我真的跟你们说啊，好几个连长的弟兄姊妹连看都没看。
I truly tell you, many elder brothers and sisters, they didn't even look at the Bible.
所以我们年轻的弟兄们要加油啊。
So the young ones should work harder.
啊，所以我们现在请50岁以下的背一次。
Anyone under 50 years old, please try again.
然后不准看。
Don't look at your Bible.
开始。眼睛就是身上的光，你的眼睛若明亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等的大呢？感谢主，弟兄姊妹，耶稣在这里告诉我们。
Jesus is telling us here.
有一双更重要的眼睛。
There's another more important pair of eyes.
它会决定我们这个人一生的价值。
They determine the value of our life.
它会决定我们在主的面前，在主的救恩中享受的程度。
It will determine the degree of our enjoyment in the Lord.
它会决定我们在主的托付中，我们完成神使命、神旨意的程度是什么。
And it will determine how much we can accomplish the commission that the Lord gives us.
外面的眼睛瞎了，怎样影响我们这个人？
When we lose eyesight in our flesh, it affects our life.
里面的眼睛若瞎了，它的影响是更严重的。
But if we lose the eyesight of our spiritual eyes, then the result is even more serious.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天人掉在黑暗里面的时候
，When people fall into darkness today,
他活在各种可怜的情形里面
，Then the person is living in a pitiful condition.
而这样子的不方便跟不能享受。
So inconvenient and not able to enjoy.
啊，这样子的不能够去做他们所要做的事。
Not able to do the things they want to do.
到最后就让这个人掉到一个更深的痛苦或是贫穷的里面。
So the person will fall into a deeper poverty and pain.
所以马可福音第十章这里告诉我们，这个瞎子他们在城外成为讨饭。
So Mark chapter 4 says this blind person become a beggar.
他们不能够有正常的生活。
He cannot have a normal life.
他们不能够有正常的成就。
He cannot have achievements.
他们成为讨饭的，就是要接受别人给他的施舍。
They become a beggar, just beg for people's mercy.
用我们今天的话来说，就是我们变成一个不能给，但是只会要去得的人。
In other words, they can only become a receiver but not giver.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是这个世代的现象。
And this is the situation of this world.
在世界上的人，他们的享受、拥有一切，比从前的人不知道多了多少。
People in this world have more possessions than ever before.
但是每一个人心里面的那个渴却是更深的。
But yet the thirst in their hearts are deeper.
那个要想要得的那个心却是更强的。
And the desire is even stronger.
所以从某一个角度来说，今天这个世代的人就像乞丐一样。
So in one respect, people today are all like beggars.
他们什么东西都要抓着想要得着。
They want to grab everything they could.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是讲到人里面贫穷可怜的情形。
And this is the condition of poverty and pitiful.
其实神给我们的恩典何等的丰富啊。
But actually, the grace of God is so rich.
所以保罗为我们心中的眼睛得开而祷告。
So Paul prayed that our eyes in the heart would be opened.
啊，眼睛开了以后，底下三件伟大的祝福。弟兄姊妹，我今天没有空去讲那三件事情。
After our eyes are enlightened, there will be three blessings, but I have no time to talk about it today.
啊，当我们活在贫穷里面的时候
，When we live in poverty,
我们整个的人生就掉到一种非常非常可怜的情形。
And our whole life would be very pitiful.
我们对什么事情都不满意。
Will not be satisfied with anything.
我们就向别人，就是一直想要从别人身上得到一些东西。
And we just want to receive from others.
啊，有一个孩，就是有一个父亲。
It was a father.
那么他在他的人生里面有一段的时间非常的潦倒。
And he was he got very low in a certain period of his life.
啊，他的收入非常非常的低，勉强维持这个家庭。
His salary was so low that he barely supported his family.
那么他的心情常常不好。
And he was often depressed.
那有一天当他回家的时候
，One day when he got home,
啊，看见这个他的三岁的女儿啊
，He saw his three-year-old daughter.
把他家里面的一张包装纸，那个包礼物的包装纸
，And she brought a piece of wrapping paper.
那么乱七八糟的包了一个盒子的东西。
And she wrapped something with all creased wrapping paper.
那这个爸爸就很生气，因为家里面很穷的，包装纸都要好节省的啊，怎么小孩子这样子随便就包了一个盒子的东西。
So the father got very angry because she thought he thought she wasted money on using the wrapping paper.
所以他马上就骂了他一顿。
So he scolded her.
就第二天正好是 Christmas.
But the second day was Christmas.
那么圣诞节的那天，他的女儿把这个盒子拿来送给他爸爸。
And then, on Christmas, the daughter gave the box to the father.
所以这个爸爸才晓得说，这个女儿不是随便去玩那样乱包装，原来是要送他东西。
Then he realized that his daughter was not just playing with wrapping paper; she was wrapping a gift for him.
所以这个爸爸就有点不好意思，就跟女儿说：“哎呀，这个对不起啊，这个昨天对你那么凶。”
So the father felt sorry and apologized.
所以这个爸爸就很高兴的就把这个盒子打开了。
So he happily opened the box.
当他打开了这个盒子的时候。
When he opened the box.
你们猜里面是什么
？Guess what that was.
啊？什么炸弹？我操！哈
No, it was not a bomb.
里面什么东西？猜不到哈。
Kid.
长虫的。Nothing.
It was nothing.
弟兄姊妹，那个爸爸一打开盒子的时候，脾气就一下子上来了。
So he got very upset.
他把那盒子一丢，他说：“你怎么这么不懂事？”
He threw away the box and said, "How come you don't know anything?"
你怎么会开这种玩笑
？How can you make such joke on me?
哪里有送礼物是送空的东西
？How can you give me an empty box?
弟兄姊妹，那个女儿被他一骂，眼泪就下来，就哭起来了。
The tears soon ran down from the girl's eyes.
那三岁的小女儿就哭着告诉她的爸爸。
Cryingly, she told her father.
他说：“爸爸，这个盒子不是空的。”
Daddy, the box is not empty.
啊，我昨天用我的 kiss， 他说我把整个盒子里外都清满了。这个
the box,
就是他 kiss 这个 box 的时候。
I kissed the box inside and out.
把整个盒子里面装的都是我的爱，我要给你的。
The box is full of love I have for you.
那个爸爸一听的时候，眼泪就下来了。
He wept when he heard this.
他马上把他的女儿抱起来。
So he held his daughter.
他说对不起，因为他最近他真的是在很多的压力底下，所以脾气很坏。
Said sorry, I've been under a lot of stress.
而这个父亲后来说，在他人生后来很多不顺利的时候。
So the father says, later on in many low periods.
他永远就把这个空盒子拿来好好抱一抱。
He always bring up this empty box.
他从里面拿出几个女儿给他的 kiss 来享受一下。
He would enjoy several kisses the daughter has for him.
弟兄姊妹，同样的一个盒子。
The same box.
同样是空的盒子。
Same empty box.
看见跟没有看见，给他带来这么大的不同的感受。
It makes a big difference with or without revelation.
虽然眼睛。神造眼睛是让我们可以看见他受造之物。
God created our eyes so that we can see the created world.
但是这是我们外面的眼睛。
But that is the outward eyes.
神在我们里面放了一个眼睛。
God also put another pair of eyes.
这个眼睛是让我们能够看见一些肉眼所看不到的东西。
And that pair of eyes can enable us to see something our fleshly eyes cannot see.
而不会让我们成为一个贫穷讨饭的人。
So that we will not be a poor beggar.
当我们的心灵的眼睛真被开的时候。
When our spiritual eyes really open,
弟兄姊妹，在那看不见的境界里面，我们知道神给我们的恩典何等的丰富。
In this invisible realm, we will see how rich is God's grace for us.
神的爱在我们每一个遭遇的里面。
God's love is in every one of our difficulties.
神的爱显在我们每一次的聚会里面。
God's love is with us in every meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主耶稣开我们的眼睛。
We need.Our Lord Jesus to open our eyes.
不然我们这个人就落在一种贫穷的里面。
Otherwise, we will be in poverty.
圣经上给我们这么多宝贵的救恩。
The Bible tells us so much about the salvation.
许多的时候，我们以为我们知道了，我们懂。
A lot of times, we think we know and we understand.
我们可能带查经，我们可能甚至讲道理。
We might be leading the Bible study or even preaching.
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗都说求神照明我们心中的眼睛。
But Paul says.May God enlighten the eyes of our heart.
因为许多按照我们所该知道的，我们还是不知道。
A lot of things we might think we know, but we do not.
我想我讲一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
在中国大概五六十年以前，从挪威来了一个宣教士。
About 50 years ago in China, there was a missionary from Norway.
他叫 Marie Manson.
His name is Marie Manson.
好，我们就叫她 Sister Manson 好了啊。
We just call her Sister Manson.
这个 Manson 姊妹，她来到中国。
Sister Manson came to China.
她本身并没有一个很好的口才。
She was not very eloquent.
但是她却是一个敬虔的人。
But yet she was a godly person.
当然，每一次站到神这个讲台上传递神话语的时候
，Every time when she stood up on the podium,
她的话语就像两刃的利剑一样，就穿到人的里面去。
And her words were like a sword with two edges.
那史蒂松最近写了一本她的传记，不久就会出来。
Brother Z recently wrote a biography of her, and it will be published soon.
他在每一次聚会的玩的时候，他最喜欢、最常问弟兄姊妹的一个问题。
At the end of the meetings, she often asks brothers and sisters one question.
甚至不光是在聚会，连私下谈话玩的时候，他差不多都会问这个问题。
Or even at the end of private, one question.
就是你重生了没有？
Are you born again?
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们想着这样子的问题，也许我们会去问福音朋友。
We might think we will ask our gospel friends this question.
或者有人觉知的，但是对救恩还不清楚的，我们会问他说：“你重生了没？”
Or we ask someone who is not sure about their salvation, they will ask, "Are you born again?"
弟兄姊妹，我们的姊妹是碰到任何的基督徒。
But this sister, she asked any question.
她在任何的聚会里面，她都问这句话。
In any meeting, she asked this question.
弟兄姊妹，这么简单的一句话。
Brothers and sisters, such simple question.
每一次出来的时候
，Every time it was asked，
它就像刀一样扎到人的里面去。
Was it like a sword？
它像一个光一样照到人的里面去。
The light shine into people's hearts.
所以有很多教会的长老、执事，甚至牧师们。
So there are many elders and deacons, or even pastors.
每一次听他讲到快讲完的时候，就赶快就溜了。
They will escape from the church. When the meeting approached to the end.
所以我们的姊妹后来讲到讲那个地方，她一讲完，马上跑到后面去挡住门。
So the sister will quickly go to the entrance right after her message.
每一个出来的时候，她都问说：“你重生了没有？”
She will ask everyone who exiting the church, "Are you born again?"
很多人被她这么一问，就回在主的面前痛哭悔改。
So many people repented and cried when she asked this question.
而那些不肯悔改，想要继续活在最终的人。
And those who are stubborn in sin.
他们为了要逃避他到一个地步，就是居然会跑不出去，从窗户跳出去。
Those people who they got so desperate trying to escape her, they would jump out of the window.
他到每一个地方去，就把这个东西带到，就把神的救恩带到那个地方去。
So she brings salvation to everywhere she went.
这些弟兄姊妹，神借了一个这么简单的姊妹，在中国的北方，特别在山东的大复兴，都是他带下来。
So through this simple vessel, God brought.Revival in northern China.
神没有用高大高深的道理在这里教训他们。
The Lord didn't teach them profound doctrines.
神用一个非常简单的话，叫人看见你是不是真正重生。
God used a simple question to make people examine if they are really born again.
到底我们里面是不是真正接受了耶稣住在我们的心中
？Have we really received Jesus in our heart?
如果耶稣真在我们的心中
，If Jesus really in our heart,
为什么我们的生活没有改变？
Why is our life still the same?
为什么我们的生命没有改变？
Why is our life still the same?
为什么我们的生活还是这个样子？
How come our living is still the same?
如果耶稣真在的话，
If Jesus is really there,
如果我们真重生的话，
If we're really born again,
有什么我们应该不一样？
We should be different.
想到心灵的眼睛需要得开，
So our eyes and our hearts should be open.
我刚才为什么请文峰弟兄要回答第二个问题，就是我在哪里？
Why did I ask our brother Ho to answer the second question. Where am I?
第一次可以张着眼睛上来做这件事的时候
，When he came up with his eyes open the first time，
我坐在那么远，他就觉得这是一个太简单的问题，怎么会不知道我在哪里
？I was sitting very far, but yeah, this question was very easy for him.
而当第二次我叫他闭眼睛上来的时候
，But the second time he came up with his eyes closed，
我根本就站在他旁边，他却不知道我在哪里。
I was right next to him, yet he did not know.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到我们的神是一个与我们同在的神
，So when we say God is present with us.
当我们讲到耶稣的名字叫做以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
When we say the name of Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有
？Do we really see?
弟兄姊妹，我们真的接受了没有
？Do we really accept it?
我们是不是真的相信耶稣现在就在这里
？Do we really believe that Jesus is here right now?
你相不相信在你开车的时候，耶稣坐在你的旁边
？Do you believe that when you are driving, Jesus is sitting right next to you?
你相不相信夫妻在吵架的时候，主耶稣坐在那里听你们看你们？
Do you believe that Jesus is listening and watching when you fighting with your spouse?
你相不相信我们打开圣经的时候，耶稣坐在我们的眼前，他亲自下来教育我们
？Do you believe when you open your Bible, Jesus is sitting right before you and ready to teach you?
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这么多简单的救恩
，so many so much about this simple salvation.
为什么我们不能够享受，不能够真正的来承受它？
Why is that we cannot enjoy and inherit it?
我们必须要知道我们的眼睛瞎了。
We have to know that we're blind.
在哥林多后书第四章告诉我们，
2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us,
他说这世界的神弄瞎了人的心眼，
The God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers,
让人不能够看见基督的光照在他们的身上，
so that we cannot see the light of Christ on us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常把这句话用在福音朋友的身上。
Dear brothers and sisters, we often use this statement for gospel friends.
世界的神把人的眼睛弄瞎了，让他们看不见主。
The God of this world has blinded the minds of people.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，世界的神一样把神儿女们弄瞎了。But
likewise, the God of this world also blinded the minds of believers.
也那么伟大的参孙，神家大能的勇士，他的眼睛瞎了。
Even Samson, the great, mighty warrior, his eyes were blind.
居然能够在神家这么严肃的征战里面去这样犯这些罪。
He committed such big sins, in critical periods.
但是当他外面的眼睛瞎了以后，他里面的眼睛反而开了。
But after his eyes were blind, the eyes of his heart were
opened. So the
Bible tells us Samson killed more people when at his death than he the whole time he was living. Because the eyes of his heart were opened. So dear brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to open our eyes. Even though there's so much inconvenience for a blind person, but all the loss to be a blind is nothing compared to the loss that we cannot see the Lord.
这就是我们底下要看到的这个故事，当瞎眼得到医治以后。
This is the, also why we will see the story when the blind person was healed.
我能不能想象，就是如果假如你一辈子瞎眼，突然眼睛开了，你会怎么样？
Can you imagine if you were blind all your life and suddenly you receive your eyesight?
你又叫又跳， I can see, 对不对？我可以看到了。
You must be so rejoicing, you will cry out, I can see.
你到处跑来跑去跟人家讲，我终于可以看到了。
You will jump around and tell people, I can see.
弟兄姊妹，这个瞎眼，当他眼睛开的时候，
so this blind, when he received his eyesight,
第一个看到的就看到耶稣在他的眼前。
First person he saw was Jesus.
从此以后就跟随了耶稣。
From now on, he followed Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们眼睛不能看见的时候，
when our eyes are blind,
我们知道他给我们带来很多的痛苦和不方便。
We know that it brings much inconvenience and pain.
我们知道我们眼睛瞎掉的时候，
we know that when we are blind,
我们不能够很有效率地去成就一些该成就的事情。
We cannot effectively achieve a lot of things.
我们知道我们眼睛瞎掉的时候，我们会暴露在很多的危险和伤害里面。
We know that when we are blind, we'll be exposed to much hurt and dangers.
就像我们刚才那位朋友讲的，
but just like what our friend said,
眼睛瞎的时候，
when your eyes are blind,
你却不能够看见光。
You cannot see light.
我们眼睛瞎掉最大的损失是我们不能够看见我们的主。
The biggest loss for being blind is that we cannot see our Lord.
连神跟我们这么亲近的同在，弟兄姊妹，我们却不知道。
We don't even know such intimate presence of the Lord.
连神这么亲近的靠近在我们的旁边，我们说我们不知道他在哪里。
We can't know the intimate presence of our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们眼睛需要被神开启。
So our eyes need to be opened by the Lord.
所以我们来到了这一段的故事。
So we come to this story.
当那天耶稣从那里经过的时候，
that day Jesus passed by.
弟兄姊妹，对这个瞎眼来说，是他 lifetime 唯一的机会。
This is such a unique and critical chance for this blind person.
因为不到七天，耶稣就被钉十字架。
In less than 7 days, Jesus will be nailed on the cross.
这是耶稣最后一次经过耶利哥，要进耶路撒冷。
This is the last time Jesus passed through Jericho.
弟兄姊妹，当这个瞎子听见外面有很多吵杂的声音的时候，他就问怎么回事。
So when this blind person heard the noise, he asked what's happening.
当他知道是耶稣经过的时候，
when he knew that was Jesus passing by,
他就在那里大声地喊叫。
He cried out.
他说大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
Son of David, have mercy on me.
弟兄姊妹，他在那里说，可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me.
讲到这个瞎子，他们在主面前得医治，我们有几个教训可以在这里提醒我们。
We can learn from this blind man several things.
第一件事情，他是一个抓住机会的人。
First, he's the one that grabs chance.
我说的抓住机会，不是世界上投资股票抓住机会。
I'm not talking about the opportunities the world provides us.
而是他抓住了基督耶稣经过的机会。
He grabbed the chance that Jesus was passing by him.
耶稣从来不会白白跟我们相遇的弟兄姊妹。
Jesus will not come across with us in vain.
他是一个亲爱的救主。
He's our dear Savior.
他每一次跟我们相会,
Every time He comes to contact with us, He saves us.
他是一个施恩的神。
He's a God of mercy.
每一次我们跟他在一起,
Every time we are with Him, we'll be poured with His blessing.
从来不让我们空手而回的,
God will never let us return empty-handed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 不管我们在家里面读经, 祷告,
so it doesn't matter if we're reading the Bible, praying at home, or come to the meeting.
我常常说我们要预备好我们的心, 我们要得着他。
I often say we should prepare our hearts to receive Him.
我们里面要有一个 strong desire, 一个强的意愿, 说主耶稣我要遇见。
We should have the strong desire to meet Him.
凡饥渴慕义的人有福了, 他们必要得着饱足。
Bless are those hungry and thirst for the righteousness, for they will be filled.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们没有带着要朝见他, 遇见他的心来到神的家中, 我们不会遇见他的。
If we do not come to God's house with a strong desire, we will never meet Him.
如果我们来到神的家中不是要听见神说话的话, 弟兄姊妹, 我们听不到神说话的。
If we do not come here with the desire to listen, we will not hear Him.
那个瞎子当他听见耶稣的时候,
so when the blind person heard that God, Jesus was here, he grabbed this chance.
弟兄姊妹,
May God help us not to let go any chance to be close to Him.
不管我们个人在那里亲近他,
Either we're in our private devotion or we come to God's house.
我们需要主更深的拯救我们。
We need deeper salvation. We need more salvation. Our eyes need to be open so that we will know Him better. So this is a blind person who can grab chance. And then he shouted, he diligently shouted, persistently shouted.
我们姊妹翻译的真好啊，他刚刚开始只是cried out，他只是说大卫的子孙可怜我了。At
first he just cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me.
而当众人在这里压制他说，你闭嘴，你silence，不要吵，耶稣现在经过了。But
then when the crowd rebuke him and tell him to be silent,
他从cried out, 他从大声喊变成大声叫。He
shouted even more.
弟兄姊妹就说到他里面的渴慕。And
this tells us how thirsty he was.
今天早晨我们来到神的家中,
This morning we come to God's house.
我们有没有带着一点点的渴慕要来遇见他?
Are we coming with a thirst and desire to see Him?
不管我们已经信主一年, 五年, 十年, 二十年, 三十年,
Doesn't matter if we're a young or old Christian.
到底我们里面对耶稣的爱慕是不是还是新鲜?
Is our love for God is still fresh?
到底我们对他的渴慕是不是还是深的?
Is our thirst for Him is still deep?
到底当我们讲到耶稣的时候, 我们里面是不是还是觉得 sweet?
When we mention about Jesus, is it still sweet in our heart?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天比这个瞎子有福太多太多。
We're so much more blessed than this blind person.
因为耶稣一直跟我们同在。
Because Jesus is always with us.
耶稣一直把聚会的机会赐给我们。
Always gives us a chance to meet.
不像那个瞎子只有那么一次机会。
Not like that blind, he had only one chance.
所以任何时候我们的心只要回转向我们的主,
Anytime we turn our heart to our Lord,
我们都可以遇见他。
We can always meet Him.
我们都可以经历到他的同在。
We can always experience His presence.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们来到神的家中,
When we come to God's house,
我们要有一个强的意愿要来遇见他。
Have to have strong desire to see Him.
主耶稣问他说, 你要我为你做什么?
So Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you?
弟兄姊妹, 你要知道这是一个 professional 的讨饭人。
We have to understand that this is a professional beggar.
啊, 一辈子都是讨饭人。
He's been a beggar all his life.
他可以跟主要一点别的好处。
He can ask other blessings from the Lord.
但是他却知道他自己最大的缺陷和缺乏就是他瞎眼。
But yet he knew his biggest need was eyesight.
弟兄姊妹, 我们来到神家中, 我们知不知道我们真正的需要到底是什么?
So when we come to God's house, do we really know what our need is?
难道我们真正的需要只是找到一个稳定的工作吗?
Is our need is just to find a suitable job?
难道我们真正的需要只是找到一个如意郎君可以嫁给他们?
Or just a nice spouse?
弟兄姊妹, 到底我们真正的需要是什么?
What's our real need?
这个东西是必须我们自己在主的面前很谦卑, 能够跟主承认我们是瞎眼。
We have to come humbly before the Lord and admit that we are blind.
按照我们所当知道的，主耶稣，我们还是不知道。
Those things that we think we know, we do not.
按着我才该看见的还有许多我没有看见。
There's still many things I'm supposed to see, but I don't.
最重要的一个缺乏就是我们需要更深地看见主的自己。The
biggest need is that we should know God more.
更深的需要是让我们要能够看见神永远的旨意。The
biggest need is to know God's eternal will.
我们更深的需要是让我们能够看见神所赐给我们一切的应许和祝福。The
deeper need is to really see the true blessing. The blessing the Lord has given us. Not just some difficulties in our life that need solution. Or just come to God's house and to meet with other Chinese. We have to set our goal right to see Jesus. One time a gospel friend was brought to church. Not to our church.
聚完会以后他就问他说你怎么样今天聚会怎么样有没有什么收获
After the meeting he was asked how he felt about the meeting
他说都还好了反正这个也听不太懂
He said oh it's fine I don't quite understand
今天收获也还不错他说我今天摸彩摸到五块钱
But then I got $5 from the meeting today
他说我们教会哪里有摸彩
But then the brother says There's no drawing in our church. How can you get $5 from drawing? Actually, some churches will pass by the offering bag. And he thought it was a part of a program to draw prizes. So he took $5 out of the bag. So that was his biggest gain from the meeting. He got $5. So what exactly do we receive when we come to God's house?
难道只得到五块钱吗?
Is it just $5?
难道只得到一堆想见到一些想见到的人吗?
Or is it just to see some people that you wanted to see?
还是我们真的在这里面对面遇见了我们的神?
Or we come face to face with God?
亲爱的小朋友,你们不管去参加主日学也是这个样子。
Dear children, you should have the same attitude when you attend Sunday school.
如果我们来到Sunday school只是为了要有fun的话,
if you just come to Sunday school for fun,
弟兄姊妹,小朋友们,
This is not the purpose God wants us to come to God's house. He wants to give us His life. Fuller life for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,这个瞎子,他能够谦卑地知道他需要是什么。
So this blind person humbly admit his need.
他能够说大卫的子孙可怜我吗?
He will cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me.
弟兄姊妹,有人像神这样子做过这样子的祷告,说神啊,你可怜我吧。
People have prayed desperately, God have mercy on me.
因为我希望能够看见。
Because I want to see.
我能够真正的看见你自己。
That I can truly see yourself.
我能够知道你的恩召有何等的指望。
I can see the hope of the calling you have for me.
我能够知道你在圣徒中间得到的基业是何等的丰富。
I want to see the riches of the inheritance in saints.
我要能够知道你上周你信你的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
I want to see the incomparable power you have to the believers.
弟兄姊妹,我们需要在主的面前能够向主有这样子的祷告。
We need to have this prayer before the Lord.
不要来到神的家中带着任何其他的目的。Don't
come to God's house with other expectations.
现代的基督徒。
Modern Christians living under such stress and pressure. We only emphasize on efficiency. We want everything to be instant. So we have instant noodles.
什么东西都是 instant.
Everything is instant.
弟兄姊妹,连神儿女们在追求的时候也追求 instant 的结果。
Even pursuing the Lord, Christians want to have instant result.
前几天我突然在我家的fax machine里面收到了一个聚会的邀请信。
Several days ago, I received an invitation to a meeting from a fax.
他们说他们请了一个speaker来教你怎么样讲预言。
And they have invited a speaker to come to teach people how to prophesy.
因为我一看到那个信,我心里面就很痛苦。
When I saw this invitation, I was very hurt and pain.
预言怎么可以教出来?
How can you teach people to prophesy?
这是圣灵特别的工作和启示。This
is a special work and revelation of the Holy Spirit.
怎么可以教出来?
How can you teach someone to do that?
他们说像学骑脚踏车一样。
They make it just like learning to ride a bike.
上面写说你刚刚开始摔倒几次那是很正常的。
They say it's normal if you fall several times at the beginning.
换句话说, 就是你的预言不准确, 那是难免的。
In another words, it's okay if your prophecy do not fulfill at the beginning.
你多练几次会越来越好的。
If you practice more, you'll be more experienced.
十几年前我在美国中部去参加一个很大的基督教的聚会。
More than 10 years ago, I went to a meeting in the Midwest.
专门有一堂课教你怎么讲方言。
There was a special meeting to teach people how to speak in tongues.
方言速成班。
And there's instant speaking in tongues.
现在又来了一个预言训练班, 我真的是在主面前, 很痛苦, 很痛苦。
And now there's a training to prophesy.
我请求我们在座的弟兄姊妹,
I ask brothers and sisters in our church.
我是不会去批评论断别人的,
I would not want to judge others.
但是当这些的教导跟教训要把神的儿女们 off track 带到错误的里面的时候, 我们必须要告诉弟兄姊妹, don't go.
I have to tell brothers and sisters when these teachings want to sidetrack Christians.
先知不是学出来的,
you cannot learn to be a prophet.
方言不是学出来的,
speaking in tongues is not from learning.
弟兄姊妹, 今天人为了要达到一些属灵的一种快感跟成就, 什么方法都出来。
Today people want to achieve some spiritual achievement. They use man's method.
这个瞎眼来到耶稣的面前的时候, 他说, 大卫的子孙, 可怜我。
So this blind came to Jesus and said, Son of David, have mercy on me.
主问他说, 你要我为你做什么?
Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
他说,
I want to see.
虽然他的出发点可能是因为他生活的不方便跟困苦所引起来的一个祷告,
maybe his motivation came from the pain and inconvenience of his life.
当他真看见的时候,
but yet when he truly see,
他第一个看见的耶稣,
he first saw Jesus.
他就起来跟随了耶稣,
and he rose and followed him.
弟兄姊妹, 也许在我们生活里面现在有一些难处跟不顺利的事情发生,
maybe there are difficulties in our life right now.
他也逼着我们谦卑地到主的面前去仰望他施恩许,
they force us to come before the Lord humbly to ask for help.
但是如果主睁开我们眼睛,
but if the Lord really open our eyes,
是的, 我们的难处是会被他带过去,
it's true that he will deliver us from our hardship.
是的, 他听了我们的祷告,
yes, he will listen to our prayers.
但是更宝贝的事情,
but more, even more precious.
那个时候你就会发现不是因为神听了你的祷告,
you will discover at that time it's not only God listened to your prayer,
而是因为你遇见你看见的那位听祷告的神,
but you will meet the God that answers prayers.
从此以后我们愿意甘心地来跟从他,
from now on we'll be willingly to follow him.
弟兄姊妹,这个瞎子从此以后就跟随着耶稣,
from now on this blind person followed Jesus.
他一路上归荣耀给神,
all the way he glorified God.
弟兄姊妹,不管他讲或是他不讲,
doesn't matter if he speaks or not,
人看见他就知道这是一个见证,
when people saw him they know this is a witness.
人知道他这个人从前真是一个瞎眼的人,
it's a testimony because people knew that he was blind.
他不知道人生的方向, 整天醉酒, 整天活得萎靡,
he didn't know the direction of his life and he was every day drunken.
但是看看他的现象,
but look at him now,
真是一个荣耀,
it's a glory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人遇见主的人,
every one of us who met the Lord,
我们的见证就是荣耀神最直接的方式,
our testimony is the direct way to glorify God.
是耶稣来住在我心,
since Jesus lived in my heart,
我生命起了何等奇妙的大转变,
there's a great change in my life.
弟兄姊妹要让人看见从前我们是瞎眼的,
we should let people see that before we were blind,
但是如今我们却看见,
now we can see,
这个看见的生活,
and this life with a true eyesight,
能够把荣耀归给神,
can glorify God,
能够吸引, 能够影响许多我们周围的人,
and will attract and influence people around us,
这成为一个荣美的见证人,
will be a glorious testimony.
在那个不是正统的圣经其他的记载上,
there's in other doctrines,
里面告诉我们说, 这个瞎子后来在耶稣受审的时候, 甚至起来为耶稣, 答辩, 说话。
In other documents, it was recorded that when Jesus was tried in the court, this blind person defended for Jesus.
他不仅仅爱耶稣,
not only he loved Jesus,
他不仅仅跟随耶稣,
not only he followed Jesus,
他不仅仅在这里荣耀见证耶稣,
not only he glorified and testified.
弟兄姊妹, 他肯为了耶稣付任何的代价和危险,
he was willing to pay any price for Jesus.
在我结束的时候讲一个见证,
for my conclusion, I will mention a testimony.
从前在日本有一个小女孩,
in Japan there was a little girl,
那么她长了肺结核, 身体非常非常的不好,
she contracted TB and she was very sick.
她坐在医院里面, 整个人虚弱得很,
she was hospitalized and very weak.
那么有一天在医院里面, 有几个基督徒来跟她传福音,
One day, several Christians came to preach gospel to her.
走的时候呢, 留了一本福音的小册子给她。
Well, they left a gospel booklet for her.
那这个小女孩, 她自己连看都没有力量去打开来看。
She was so weak even to read it.
所以她就请了护士小姐帮忙念给她听。
So she asked the nurse to read for her.
啊, 那么她自己也就照着那个福音书上所说的, 她就听, 然后她也祷告主。
So she followed what's written in the gospel. She listened and prayed. So the love of Jesus came upon her.
她在病床上,
In sick bed, she received Jesus.
就有一天, 当她知道说这个报纸上登了一个消息，有一个杀人犯被判死刑。
So one day she heard a news recorded on the newspaper that a murderer was committed was sentenced to death.
这个死刑犯的名字叫青田，青色的青，稻田的田，青田。
The murderer's name was 青田。
那么这个小女孩就有一个感动, 她就把这本福音小册子要寄给她。
This girl had this move in her heart, so she mailed this gospel booklet.
然后她用她那个软弱无力这个生病的手花了三天才写了一封短短的信给青田先生。
And she spent 3 days with her feeble hand, she wrote a letter to this murderer.
那个青田先生收到了这封信的时候很生气，把它丢在旁边。
And when the murderer received this letter, he was very upset and just threw the letter away.
但是过了一段时间的时候，他又重新把它拿起来。After
a while, he picked up the letter again.
他想到有这样子一个生病的孩子，居然花这么大的功夫写了一封信，这么关心他。He
couldn't he thought about there was such a sick child and who cared for him so much.
所以他就把那本小册子拿起来看。So
he started reading this booklet.
哦，基督的救恩临到了他。
So the salvation of Jesus came upon him.
当他在那里读的时候,
when he was reading,
圣灵的爱在这里摸着了他,
the love of the Spirit came upon him.
所以青田先生, 他后来信了耶稣,
so he believed in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹, 当他信了耶稣不久以后, 他就被送到1000多里以外, 专门关死刑犯的地方。
After he believed in Jesus, he was sent away 1,000 miles away to a prisoner.
他被关在那里的时候,
when he was there,
他就是非常平安喜乐地在那里过他的生活。He
spent his days with peace and joy.
其他的死刑犯看见他很羡慕他。Other
prisoners who were sentenced to death all admired and envied him.
所以他就跟他旁边的人开始传福音。So
he started preaching gospel to others.
弟兄姊妹,随着时间的过来, 有41个死刑犯因着他信了耶稣。So
altogether, 41 criminals accepted Jesus.
那整个监狱原来是非常violence，是充满了暴力的一个监狱。现在常常监狱里面传出来的都是诗歌的声音。The
prison used to be full of violence. Now with the singing of hymns.
那个整个监狱的那个气氛就整个改变过来。So
the atmosphere of the prison is all changed.
后来青田先生的死期到了，准备要执行死刑的时候。So
when the time for the death sentence comes.
那么他就跟监狱的这个狱长有一个小小，他说我可不可以跟你有一个要求？
So he had a small request from the jailer.
他说你可不可以让我回去看看当初寄这个小册子给我的女孩子？
He wanted to go see the little girl who sent him the gospel booklet.
所以他们答应了他，所以他就到了医院里面去看那个女孩子。
His request was granted, so he went to the hospital to see the little girl.
那个女孩子仍然躺在病床上，非常的软弱。
She was still in sick bed.
然后他就告诉她说，这个她怎么样子借着信和小册子改变了她，也改变了监狱里面这么多的人。So
he told her how he accepted Jesus through this booklet and changed many lives of the prisoners.
那么在青田先生回监狱要走之前，So
before he left,
他突然里面有个负担，他为这个小女孩按手祷告。
He had a move in his heart to lay his hand on this little girl and pray for her. Pray that more of Jesus' love will come upon her.
And
also the power of the healing will come upon this girl. So he went back to the jail. And soon after he was executed. He was executed with peace and joy. But miraculously, after he prayed for this girl was healed. After several years in sick bed, she received healing.
弟兄姊妹在这里有两个人。
So there are two people here. One One is a very kind little girl.
一个是一个无恶不作的一个杀人犯.
One is a criminal.
啊, 不管人看起来是好的是不好的.
Regardless good or evil.
啊, 当他们真正看见耶稣之前，他们都是瞎眼的.
Before they truly see Jesus, they were all blind.
啊, 当耶稣开了他们的眼睛，让他们看见的时候.
After Jesus opened their eyes so that they see God, their life changed. Their life is filled with God's blessing. And the value of their life becomes the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, do we envy to be a blessing for others? Instead of just being a receiver, always waiting for more love,
等候别人花时间在我们身上,
always waiting for other people to spend time with us, always waiting to receive help, because seeing Jesus, let us be a giver, that we can glorify Him all the way, and bring blessing to people around us. May we all have a humble prayer before the Lord. Son of David, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙啊,
Son of David, have mercy on me.
我要能够看见,
I want to see. Let's bow down and have a prayer together. For those among us who have not believed, I don't know if you want your eyes in your heart to be opened.